This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tumotu, MPR.
Hare Krishna to all the listeners. I am very happy to present my long talk from Srimad Bhagavatam, and I am very happy to start the third canto, part one of Srimad Bhagavatam from today onwards. And as usual, in the beginning, I will start from this canto 3, part 1, the first, the preface, and then the introduction. Before I start, chapter 1 onwards. And as usual, I will begin with the invocation prayers. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopijan Vallabha Girivar Dhari. Gopijan Vallabha Girivar Dhari. Yashoda Nandani Vraj Janaranjani. Yashoda Nandani Vraj Janaranjani. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Ri Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna. Om Gyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshur Unamilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama. Shri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Swa Padantikam. Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yudhapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Than Vitam Sucha Sadvaitam. Sorry, Vitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padana Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsacha. He Krishna करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपति गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमो अस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदा वनेश्वरी वृषि भानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्या एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वसदि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण। सो एज आई मेंशन आई विल बिगिन दिस कैंटो 3 फ्रॉम द प्रीफेस। वी मस्ट नो द प्रेजेंट नीड ऑफ ह्यूमन सोसाइटी एंड व्हाट इज दैट नीड। ह्यूमन सोसाइटी इज नो लॉन्गर बाउंडेड by geographical limits to particular countries or communities. Human society is broader than in the Middle Ages, and the world tendency is toward one state or one human society. The ideals of spiritual communism, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, are based more or less on the oneness of the entire human society, of the entire energy of living beings. The need is felt by great thinkers to make this a successful ideology. Srimad Bhagavatam will fill this need in human society. It begins, therefore, with an aphorism of Vedanta philosophy, Janmadi Asya Yata, to establish the ideal of a common cause. Human society at the present moment is not in the darkness of oblivion. It has made rapid progress in the fields of material comforts, education, and economic development throughout the entire world. But there is a pinprick somewhere in the social body at large, and therefore there are large scale quarrels even over less important issues. There is a need of a clue as to how humanity can become one in peace, friendship, and prosperity with a common cause. Srimad Bhagavatam will fill this entire human society. Srimad Bhagavatam should be introduced also in the schools and colleges, for it is recommended by the great student devotee Prahlad Maharaj in order to change the demoniac face of society. Komara acharet pragyo dharman bhagvatan iha durlabham manu samjanma tadapi adruvam arthi dham. From Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 6, Text 1. Disparity in human society is due to lack of principles in a godless civilization. There is Lord, or the Almighty One, from whom everything emanates, by whom everything is maintained, and in whom everything is merged to rest. Material science has tried to find the ultimate source of creation very insufficiently, but it is a fact that there is one ultimate source of everything that be. This ultimate source is explained rationally and authoritatively in the beautiful Bhagavatam or Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the transcendental science, not only for knowing the ultimate source of everything, but also for knowing our relation with Him and our duty toward perfection of the human society on the basis of this perfect knowledge. It is powerful reading matter in the Sanskrit language, and it is now rendered into English elaborately, so that simply by a careful reading, one will know God perfectly. Well, so that simply by a careful reading, one will know God perfectly well. So much so that the careful reading, one will know God perfectly well. So much so that the reader will be sufficiently educated to defend himself from the onslaught of atheist. Over and above this, the reader will be able to convert others to accepting God as a concrete principle. Srimad Bhagavatam begins with the definition of the ultimate source. It is a bona fide commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. By the same author Srila Vyasadeva, and gradually it develops into 9 cantos up to the highest state of God realization. The only qualification one needs to study this great book of transcendental knowledge is to proceed step by step, cautiously, and not jump forward haphazardly as with an ordinary book. It should be gone through chapter by chapter, one after another. The reading matter is so arranged with the original Sanskrit text, its English translation, synonyms, translation, and purpose, so that one is sure to become a God-realized soul at the end of finishing the first 9 cantos. The 10th canto is distinct from the first 9 cantos because it deals directly with the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. One will be unable to capture the effects of the 10th canto without going through the first 9 cantos. The book is complete in 12 cantos, each independent, but it is good for all to read them in small installments, one after another. I must admit my frailties in presenting Srimad Bhagavatam, but still I am hell hopeful of its good reception by the thinkers and leaders of human society on the strength of the following statement of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Text 11. Tadvag visargo janta viplavo yas min prati shlokam abadhavati api. Namani anantesya yasho ankitani yach. Chunvanti gayanti gananti sadhva. Meaning, on the other hand, that literature which is full of descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, form, and pastimes of the unlimited Supreme Lord is a transcendental creation meant for bringing about a revolution in the impious life of a misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literature, even though irregularly composed, is heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. Om Tat Sat. A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami. So after this, I will consider going through the introduction which is given in 2.5 pages. Introduction. This Bhagavata Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it is arising just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text 43. The timeless wisdom of India is expressed in the Vedas. Ancient Sanskrit texts that touch upon all fields of human knowledge. Originally preserved through oral tradition, the Vedas were first put into writing 5,000 years ago by Srila Vyasadeva, the literary incarnation of God. After compiling the Vedas, Vyasadeva set forth their essence in the aphorisms known as Vedanta Sutras. Srimad Bhagavatam, or we call it Bhagavata Purana, is Vyasadeva's commentary on his own Vedanta Sutras. It was written in the maturity of his spiritual life under the direction of Narad Muni, his spiritual master, referred to as a ripened fruit of the tree of Vedic literature. Srimad Bhagavatam is the most complete and authoritative exposition of Vedic knowledge. After compiling the Bhagavatam, Vyasa imparted the synopsis of it to his son, the sage Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami subsequently recited the entire Bhagavatam to Maharaja Parikshit in an assembly of learned saints on the bank of the Ganges at Hastinapur, now Delhi. Maharaja Parikshit was the emperor of the world and was a great Rajarshi, saintly king. Having received a warning that he would die within a week, he renounced his entire kingdom and retired to the bank of the Ganges to fast until death and receive spiritual enlightenment. The Bhagavatam begins with Emperor Parikshit's sober inquiry to Sukadeva Goswami. You are the spiritual master of the great saints and devotees. I am therefore begging you to show the way of perfection for all persons and especially for one who is about to die. Please let me know that what a man should hear, chant, remember and worship, and also what he should not do. Please explain all this to me. Sukadeva Goswami's answer to this question and numerous other questions posed by Maharaja Parikshit concerning everything from the nature of the self to the origin of the universe held the assembled sages in rapt attention continuously for the 7 days leading up to the king's death. The sage Suta Goswami, who was present in that assembly when Sukadeva Goswami first recited Srimad Bhagavatam, later repeated the Bhagavatam before a gathering of sages in the forest of Nemi Sharanya. Those sages concerned about the spiritual welfare of the people in general had gathered to perform a long continuous chain of sacrifices to counteract the degrading influence of the recipient age of Kali. In response to the sage's request that he speak the essence of Vedic wisdom, Suta Goswami repeated from memory the entire 8,000 verses of Srimad Bhagavatam as spoken by Sukadeva Goswami to Maharaja Parikshit. The reader of Srimad Bhagavatam hears Suta Goswami relate the questions of Maharaja Parikshit and the answers of Sukadeva Goswami. Also, Suta Goswami sometimes responds directly to questions put by Sonaka Rishi, the spokesman for the sages gathered at Nemi Sharanya. One therefore simultaneously hears two dialogues, one between Maharaja Parikshit and Sukadeva Goswami on the bank of the Ganges and another at Nemi Sharanya between Suta Goswami and the sages of Nemi Sharanya forest. Headed by Sonaka Rishi. Furthermore, while instructing King Parikshit, Sukadeva Goswami often relates historical episodes and gives accounts of lengthy philosophical discussions. between such great souls as Narad Muni and Vasudeva. With this understanding of the history of the Bhagavatam, the reader will easily be able to follow its intermingling of dialogues and events from various sources. Since philosophical wisdom, not chronological order, is most important in the text, one need only be attentive to the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam to appreciate fully its profound message. The translators of this edition compare the Bhagavatam to sugar candy. Wherever you taste it, you'll find it equally sweet and relishable. Therefore, to taste the sweetness of the Bhagavatam, one may begin by reading any of its volumes. After such an introductory taste, however, the serious reader is best advised to go back to the first canto and then proceed through the Bhagavatam, canto after canto, in its natural order.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
This edition of the Bhagavatam is the first complete English translation of this important text with an elaborate commentary, and it is the first widely available to the English-speaking public. The first 12 volumes, Canto 1 through Canto 10, Part 1, are the product of the scholarly and devotional effort of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness and the world's most distinguished teacher of Indian religious and philosophical thought. His consummate Sanskrit scholarship and intimate familiarity with Vedic culture and thought, as well as the modern way of life, combine to reveal to the West a magnificent exposition of this important classic. After the departure of Srila Prabhupada from this world in 1977, his monumental work of translating and annotating Srimad Bhagavatam has been continued by his disciples, Hridayanandas Goswami and Gopi Paran Dhan Dasa. Readers will find this work of value for many reasons. For those interested in the classical roots of Indian civilization, it serves as a vast reservoir of detailed information on virtually every one of the aspects. For students of comparative philosophy and religion, the Bhagavatam offers a penetrating view into the meaning of India's profound spiritual heritage. To sociologists and anthropologists, the Bhagavatam reveals the practical workings of a peaceful and scientifically organized Vedic culture, whose institutions were integrated on the basis of a highly developed spiritual world view. Students of literature will discover the Bhagavatam to be a masterpiece of majestic poetry. For students of psychology, the text provides important perspectives on the nature of consciousness, human behavior, and the philosophical study of identity. Finally, to those seeking spiritual insight, the Bhagavatam offers simple and practical guidance for attainment of the highest self-knowledge and realization of the absolute truth. The entire multi-volume text presented by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust promises to occupy a significant place in the intellectual, cultural, and spiritual life of modern men for a long time to come. From the publishers. So I have finished just now the introduction. Now the next is chapter 1 to utilize about 15 minutes left for today's long talk. So the chapter 1 title is Questions by Vidura, Part 1, Shri Shuka Uvacha. Eva Matatpura Prashto Maitreyo Bhagavan Kil Akshatra Vanam Pravishtena Tyaktuva Swagraham Riddhimat. Word by word translation. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Shri Sukhdeva Goswami said, Evam das, etat this. Pura, formally, Prashta being asked, Maitreya, the great sage Maitreya, Bhagwan, His Grace, Kila certainly, Akshatra by Vidura, Vanam forest, Pravishtina entering, tyaktuva renouncing swagraham own house, riddhimat prosperous. Translation. Sukhdeva Goswami said, after renouncing his prosperous home and entering the forest, King Vidura, the great devotee, asked this question of His Grace Maitreya Rishi. There is no purport for this text one, so I proceed further to text two, page one. Yadva ayam mantra kradho Bhagwan Khileshwara Paur Vendra Graham Hitva Praviveshat Mas Atkritam. World by world translation. Yet the house, why, what else is there to say? I am Shri Krishna Mantra Krat Minister. Va you people, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Akhila Ishwara, the Lord of everything, Paravindra Duryodhana Graham House, Hitva giving up Pravishvesha, entered Atmasat, identify with oneself, Kritam, so accepted. Translation. What else is there to say about the residential house of the Pandavas? Shri Krishna, the Lord of everything, acted as your minister. He used to enter that house as if it were his own, and he did not take any care of Duryodhana's house. Purport by his divine grace, Abhay Charana Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, according to the Gaudiya Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva philosophy, anything which satisfies the senses of the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna is also Shri Krishna. For example, Shri Vrindavan Dham is non-different from Shri Krishna. Taddhama Vrindavanam, because at Vrindavan the Lord enjoys the transcendental bliss of His eternal potency. Similarly, the house of the Pandavas was also the source of transcendental bliss for the Lord. It is mentioned here that the Lord identified the house with His own self. Thus the house of the Pandavas was as good as Vrindavan, and Vidura should not have given up that place of transcendental bliss. Therefore, the reason for his quitting the house was not exactly family misunderstanding. Rather, Vidura took the opportunity to meet Rishi Maitreya and discuss transcendental knowledge. For a saintly person like Vidura, any disturbance due to worldly affairs is insignificant. Such disturbances, however, are sometimes favorable for higher realization, and therefore Vidura took advantage of a family misunderstanding in order to meet Maitreya Rishi. Next is text 3. Rajovacha. Kutra akshatur bhagvata maitreyenas sangama kadava se samvad etad duranaya na prabhu. Word by word translation. Raja uvacha, the king said, kutra where in akshattu with Vidura Bhagavata and with his grace Maitreyana with Maitreya asa there was sangama meeting kada when va also sa with samvada discussion etat this varna describe na unto me prabhu O my lord. Translation: the king asked Sukhdeva Goswami where and when did the meeting and discussion take place between Saint Vidura and His Grace Maitreya Muni. Kindly oblige my lord and describe this to us. Purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charan Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. Exactly as Sonaka Rishi inquired of Suta Goswami and Suta Goswami replied, so Srila Sukhdeva Goswami replied to King Parikshit's inquiries. The king was very anxious to understand the meaningful discussion that took place between the two great souls. Text 4. Na hiyal partho dayastasya vidurasyamla atmana tasmin varyasi prashna sadhu vado parvamhita. Word by word translation. Na never he certainly Alpa at artha, a small, unimportant purpose. Udaya raised tasya his vidurasya of Vidura, amala atmana of the saintly man. Tasmin in that Varya, see, highly purposeful. Prashna, question. Sadhu, vada, things approved by saints and sages. Apa, brahmahita, full with. Translation, Saint Vidura was a great and pure devotee of the Lord, and therefore his questions to His Grace Rishi Maitreya must have been very purposeful on the highest level and approved by learned circles. Purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charan Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Questions and answers among different classes of men have different value. Inquiries by mercantile men in a business exchange cannot be expected to be highly purposeful in spiritual values. Questions and answers by the different classes of men can be guessed by the caliber of the persons concerned. In Bhagavad Gita, the discussion was between Lord Shri Krishna and Arjuna. The Lord admitted Arjuna to be his devotee and friend. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 3. And therefore, any sane man can guess the discussion was on the topic of the Bhakti Yoga system. Actually, the whole Bhagavad Gita is based on the principle of Bhakti Yoga. There is a difference between karma and karma yoga. Karma is regulated action for the enjoyment of the fruit by the performer, but karma yoga is action performed by the devotee for the satisfaction of Lord. Karma yogi is based on, karma yoga is based on bhakti, on pleasing the Lord, whereas karma is based on pleasing the senses of the performer himself. I would like to stop in the middle of the purport due to time constraint, and thank you very much to all the listeners. Hare Krishna.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.